סימן שני יחס, סף גימל. אוקיי, כשם שעושה לבשל באור, כך עושה לבשל בתולדוס האור. So, cooking on fire is the raisa, cooking on something which has been heated by fire, and now it is able to cook just like fire. It would also be the raisa. That's called tolos or. You have a pot which is heated, so the heat of the on the fire. So now the pot is no longer on the fire, but the pot, the metal is heated. You put an egg next to the metal, the heat of the metal can cook the egg. Or the shabra al sudr shahuchim ba'ur kadeshatitzaleh. Or you could take a garment, hold it over the fire, and it gets all heated up. And then take it off of the fire and crack an egg onto it, and the heat of on the garment will fry the egg. So that's all called vishal deraisa. Afilo b'toldos chacham, not only is it also to cook in toldos or, but toldos chacham is also a problem. What would that be? Kegoyin, the sudr shehuchim b'chama. You have a sudr which has been heated in the sun, and you want to now take that and use that to cook, to fry the egg on or something. It's also, that's not the raisa. Gzeira oto toldos or. But Chazal asked it, mi rabbanan, because of toldos seur, which is the raisa. The people will confuse and say you're allowed to cook on this type of heated cloth, you're allowed to cook on that type of heated cloth. They wouldn't understand the difference. Chenos l'hatmina b'chol, person want to take an egg and submerge it in sand, or in dust, which has been heated by the sun.
What?
So if it's been heated by the sun, so even though midaraisa, that's not considered bishul. Mirabban and Chazal asked it, even though in the case of the sudr, you could theoretically have a parallel case of you could heat up a garment over a fire and use that to fry your egg. You can do that in the sun and use it to fry your egg. Heating up chol, sand, the sun does that, and the sand can get quite hot. And that was hot enough that you could fry an egg on it. But you don't really have a comparable case of fire, that you'd be heating up the sand over a fire and then using the sand to cook. So it's not such a common case. So I would have thought maybe that case is not osur. So the answer is no. When they osur toldos achama, because of toldos or, they didn't differentiate between the specific scenarios. That's all talking about a person's cooking in the toldos achama. Aba b'chama atzma, but to cook directly in the sun, k'litin beyo b'chama, k'litin mayim b'chama k'nei sheyechamu, mutter. A person wants to put this and put some water to heat up in the sun, or he wants to put up an egg to get cooked by the heat of the sun, the direct heat of the sun. That Chazal did not ask for that. Because people will not confuse that with fire. Yud Zayim told us, or you can't cook in the or, you can't cook in toldos or. A person who does cook with toldos ha'or is a chiyuv deraisa. So we're dealing with this halacha gives it in the raisa. Person would put something on the oven and even if you're putting out salat in the outside of the oven, the rabbis made of cheres and they got quite hot. So you're really cooking on the, not the fire itself, but on that which has been heated by the fire. The person who would do that is chayev. Mirabon also haniach afilu kadem shusak kil kamei, and the Chazal said that not only can you not put it on after it's been heated, because then you're dealing directly with cooking. But you're going to put it there before and it's heated. So when you're putting there, there's no bishul taking place. And you're like sort of, what you do is basically you're creating a potential for bishul when the guy comes and heats up the oven to heat the home. So then he's going to cook this food stuff which is placed on the oven as well. But the Jew's not doing anything. So Chazal asked that Mirabonon.
Okay.
What?
So bishul includes directly on the fire, or toldo seur has the same din midaraisa as cooking as on the fire. Now Chazal asked cooking in toldo sechama because of gzera to toldo seur. Phil toldo sechama is also to cook. I feel b'di'avad is also, the food is also even b'di'avad, even though it's nisa d'rabbanan. Chazal strengthened their d'rabbanan. They said, even after it's been cooked, it's also to benefit from it. V'yavshad l'achar Shabbos mutter, aflam v'ashal atzmur. But once Shabbos ends, so other people can benefit from it, he can eat it. And it could be even the person himself who cooked in this d'rabbanan situation, could be, he'd also be with. Excuse me. So a person wants to not cook it on the heated cloth, rather submerge it into the heated ground. That mean not. So the feel of my this is also to be matman it totally submerged is also even before Shabbos. Because of the Shabbat Mana. The Khal who Dabra Hamasiv Havel. We had before by Hatmana that Hatmana is mutter on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, and in an item or in a material which can maintain the heat, it's something which will reflect the heat and therefore increase the heat. It's also to do a Hatmana from Erev Shabbos, even from Erev Shabbos, it's also to do. Fine. The also the Hatman by Afilim by Yom Kivurisham. The Chlusha Kibeger, Hebe B'Shem Rashba, the Mutal Hatman by Yom, the Chol Shehuchum Erev Shabbos, Minim Chama, Mitzan and the Gamri by Lel Shabbos. Using chol is not called the immersive of Hevel, even though its heat source is the sun and it's quite heated. The nature is overnight it cools off, so that doesn't constitute an act of hatmono if it can't maintain it doesn't hold on to the heat at all. Fine.
So
a person wants to be matmin into sand. So it's not only usher if you submerge it. It's also usher if a person would try and fry it on there. If you have a burning hot roof, tar roof, you want to use that to heat your egg and cook the egg, also. Okay. So the same way cooking in toldos, hey, hachama is on the bonnet. So cooking in Chamei Tiberia is only the Rabbana. Davi Ketolos HaKham. Ava Chai Makas Mardis, a person is over Makas Mardis. Chazal asked it. the isur yesh b'zeh, he'll also lahamid meichel agabi chamid tiberia b'shabbos. You can't use chamid tiberia to heat food on Shabbos. Abul hashas aleim mi'arav Shabbos is mutter. To leave items there from beforehand in the chamid tiberia, they should maintain their heat as mutter. Nichba second osur yishum the hamadam of the bermus of hevel commercial kosov. This is all talking about cooking on top of it, but if you want to submerge it, you're going to have a new problem of hatmana, because if it's surrounded on all sides, that functions as hatmana, and the chamid tiberia are davar mosif hevel. Abu b'chama atzma d'lugazino t'ur d'chama b'ur l'michlef. The Chazal did not answer cooking directly in the sun, because people will not confuse cooking in the sun with cooking over a fire. People will confuse a heated item, whether it's heated by the sun or by the fire, which is able to do some type of cooking. So people will say, what's the difference? What heated it? It's the same thing. So they're going to confuse if you're saying it's mutter when it's heated in the sun. People will assume that it's mutter when it's heated over the fire as well. That's not true. Fine.
If I do something to amplify the sun's heat, like sort of magnifying this type of contraption, would that be called Todos Ham or Ham?
So they asked Rav Raja and Chuba about this. They asked him about the dude Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. So theoretically, it was called cooking in the sun. So we'd be allowed to use hot water in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. So he said, no. Once it has a system of mirrors, etc., which reflect the sun, and therefore it magnifies the power of the intensity of the sun, that functions as toldos chama, not as chama atzma. So it goes into the Yisrael. Okay, let's hold it here.